Books of the Bible. Jude was the brother of the Lord Jesus Christ. He wrote an epistle to contend for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. He contends for the faith with a passionate and vehement attack against false teachers. When you want to know God's concern for the truth, Jude has 25 intense verses just for you. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Yes. Yes, Jimmy is.
What?
Yeah, this is Wretched Radio. Once again, 2, 3, 4. During the break, you said, what about submission? You think it's connected to?
So I think it can be connected to a lack of understanding for the Christian in spiritual gifts.
Meaning?
Back to 1 Corinthians 12, I believe that we're all gifted in different areas of ministry to edify the body.
Yes.
And if you think you don't have to submit to others, are you gifted in all areas?
Well, the question then would be, which came first?
Right.
Which, you know, I don't need anybody. See, pride is absolutely foundational to a lack of submission. You know better. You're a know-it-all. And so you refuse to because, well, that would be dumb in your estimation. So, Jimmy, I think that's just another manifestation of how a lack of submission plays itself out. That you don't think that you need others inside of the body. This is the issue of submission. It is a big deal. And I have a theory. Jimmy, you tell me what you think of this, because I am not a doctor, nor do I play one on Christian radio. But have you ever been to a restaurant and you see a family, they've got some little kids, and the parents are oblivious? And the kids, they're tossing food, they're running around. Or let's just say, for instance, you're at a Marshall's store in Atlanta, and you find a chair. Can I help you with your business? Provide chairs for the men. You'll sell more stuff. Go into these stores and it's like, well, I got to push some clothes over so I can sit on the display shelf because there's no place for me to just chill out while my wife shops. We're at Marshall's. And the chair was up on, it was actually up on a platform. It was on the display. And I didn't care. So I sat on the chair and there was a dad. You know, at least the dad was aware the kids were screaming, but did he do anything about it? And at first it was cute because, you know, the kids are just being kids and we get that. But it just goes on forever. And it's like, yo, pop. Oh. And what else do you observe about those kids that are out of control? They're miserable. So let's just say you're at Costco on Saturday. I made it out alive. That's a victory when you go to Costco. I went to pick up a prescription. Don't worry, I'm fine. Went to pick up a prescription, and the woman said, it's going to be about 15 minutes. Here's what I heard from the pharmacist at Costco who told me it's going to be 15 minutes. Oh, you want me to go spend hundreds of dollars out there? Gotcha. Because that's Costco. You go wandering around, you're just in for it. You are like a fish in a barrel at Costco. And there I was at the Costco trying to wander around and not spend any money. And there was a boy who wanted something. And his mother said, no. And no tears, but lots of crying followed. And the kid jumped in front of the cart so that mom couldn't move forward. And then when she somehow finagled him because, you know, she didn't want to bruise Dumpling's ego, the kid finally went, and then he's walking next to the cart and he shoves mom's cart, and stomps off all red-faced without any tears. It was a miserable kid. Miserable. Let's bring it down a couple of notches. A dog that isn't under submission is a miserable dog. Do you know why? Because they're not meant to run a home, and neither are children. and neither, sorry for conflating the two, but neither a dog or a child has the ability to do adult things and run the place. And that means when that child or dog isn't under submission, they are miserable. Might it be the reason that we are seeing so many unhappy people today, just speculating, is a failure to submit and to accept one's role? And to part of it might just be swallowing the pill. But I was told that I can do all things through a Bible verse misapplied. Or I was told that I was amazing. I always got a ribbon. And maybe you refuse to accept that. The reality is most of us are leaving this planet with zero remembrance. Have you walked an old graveyard? I mean an old one. We love doing that. You might say it's macabre. We just love walking graveyards because we love reading the stones. And you notice life expectancy was so much shorter at the beginning of the 20th century, the end of the 19th century. But oftentimes they're so old, you can't even read the name. They're gone. They're just gone. Nobody tends it. Great, 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 great grandchildren, they don't know. And if they did, they probably wouldn't even care. That's you. That's me. The Bible says vapor. We're just dust. We're here today, gone tomorrow. And you say, well, that's a depressing message. I say you'll be happier if you accept it. You'll be happier because that's your role. That's what you're here for. But we also can't forget the conclusion of Ecclesiastes. Obey the Lord, and it will be remembered for eternity. That's what brings life significance and meaning. Not that I'm riding on a high horse, not that I'm receiving the accolades of the world, not that I'm in charge of everyone, but that I'm submitting to God, doing what He has told me to do, and that gets ushered into eternity with me. That gives me joy that is far more profound and far more stable than thinking I need to run everything because I know best. I think that could possibly be a reason so many people in our culture are depressed. What do you think of that little assessment, Jimmy?
Yeah, I think that's pretty good. Now, I do have one question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you walk graveyards at night?
I could.
You can.
What? What do you think's good? Do you walk downtown at night? Well, that's probably a worse idea, actually.
Probably
every major city these days. All right, would you walk your neighborhood at night? Of course you would.
I'm scared of the dark.
Okay, then.
I'm scared of what I can't see.
So walking a graveyard would kind of give you the shakes.
Well, maybe not because I think there's ghosts or anything like that.
But?
Just because you don't know if there's like animals and stuff that come out at night out there.
Are you not a Christian who packs heat?
No, I am.
Not in Albuquerque. So much for the Constitution there. Article from Time Magazine. Therapy isn't fixing America's mental health crisis. Isn't that an interesting admission? Now, it is an editorial, but nevertheless, it was printed at time.com that people are not getting better, despite the fact that we have so much psychotherapy these days. 1 in 8 U.S. adults now takes an antidepressant. 1 in 5 has recently received some kind of mental health care. 15 million people since 2022 have been added to psychiatry roles. For the last 3 years, 2019 to 2022, use of mental health services jumped by 40%. 40%. And all we do in the schools is we talk about our therapeutic selves and making sure that we feel amazing about me. And yet, it's not getting better. All of the antidepressants that are being prescribed aren't helping people. Suicide rates up 30% since 2000. A third of U.S. adults now report symptoms of either depression or anxiety, 3 times as many as 2019. Might I suggest this is yet another manifestation, another symptom of a world that has walked away from God's precepts? All of them. The joy that is found in just doing what you've been told to do. not by a tyrannical boss, but by a loving, all-wise, beneficent Heavenly Father. Do this and live. Have an abundant life. It will be better. And if you're younger, I beg you, commit to it. What? Just go with the system, would you? It's worked for billions of people. You're cobbling. You're applying something to navigate life. Why not follow the prescription that God Himself has given, including submission? Psychiatry doesn't have such cut and dry metrics, though not for lack of trying. Numerous NIMH research projects aim to find genetic or biological underpinnings of mental illness without much payoff. We don't have biomarkers. We don't have a lot of things that you would have in other parts of medicine. In other words, an admission, they're guessing. And we are seeing, because people are not applying God's precepts willingly, joyfully, because they've been given by a benevolent God who knows what is best for us, they're downright miserable. So I would simply ask you, I can't say that this hits the target of your life, but if you're currently struggling emotionally, could it be? You do the examination on you, I'll do the examination on me. Is it because of a failure to submit, perhaps primarily to God and His will? This is Wretched Radio.
Hey, thank you so much for listening to Wretched Radio today. We certainly appreciate you. We appreciate your time. And we appreciate all of you who have given to this ministry over the years. Without your support, we couldn't do the things that we're able to do here. So we are tickled pink that you're a part of it. Now, I do want to speak to those of you that have given to us before, but maybe something came up in your life where you had to stop giving for a period of time. Nobody understands that better than we do. But I would ask that if you are able to maybe possibly join us again as an ongoing monthly gospel partner, we would definitely welcome you back with open arms. We've got some exciting things on the horizon we can't wait to tell you about, and we would not be able to do those things that we've got coming up without your support. So if you're in a place in your life where you could join us as an ongoing monthly gospel partner, we would love for you to prayerfully consider doing that. All the answers to any questions you might possibly have about what this would look like is available at wretched.org/donate. Wretched. Amazing grace, amazing gospel.
Record number of children are attending the Tomorrow Clubs in Africa. You should see the videos. Hundreds of kids run to meet at a Tomorrow Club in Africa. Why? Because Tomorrow Clubs, they're weekly kids meeting clubs where the kids, yep, they get some treats, but they get the gospel. They get the Bible. They get Bible memorization. Remember, we used to force our kids to do that, but now that we're oppressors, we don't want to be toxic and make our kids memorize Bible verses when it's about a gazillion times easier than when you get old. And they worship the Lord, they pray together, and they get loved on. Tomorrow Clubs, I'm telling you, record-breaking. The images are so encouraging, so cool, and I would encourage you to consider being a Tomorrow Club partner. $1 per child per month. Encourage you to please consider supporting the great ministry, tomorrowclubs.org/wretched, tomorrowclubs.org/wretched.
Well, in a world that is undeniably cluttered with quick fixes and superficial solutions, now comes a journey into the heart of real change. I'm talking about Transformed Season 3. It's finally here, and we're inviting you into the lives of individuals that are facing the giants of fear and guilt and grief. But hey, there's a twist. These aren't your typical battles. These battles have been fought with the sword of the Spirit and the shield of faith. You'll witness loneliness and overeating and relational tension met with grace, truth, and love that can only come from the one who knows us the best. This season's not just about watching others. It's about seeing yourself and your struggles and the path to true transformation through biblical counseling. We'll together dive deep into the heart of what it means to be transformed. Transformed Season 3 can be found right now at wretched.org/transformed3.
Lexicon. There are many words to help us understand the nature of the Bible. Words like sufficiency. The Bible tells us everything we need to know about God. salvation, doctrine, and life. We do not need any additional revelation to know who God is and what He requires of us. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Hopefully you like equestrian sports because we're going to ride this horse to the finish line. This is Wretched Radio. The issue of submission is one every individual should consider about themselves, examining their own hearts. But maybe, just maybe, Mom and Dad, you are inadvertently contributing to your child's lack of desire to submit. We've got to ask the question, why is it that it seems the younger generation today, it's always existed, but especially today, is so resistant to submission? Everybody can buck against it. I don't want to get out of bed. I don't want to do the job. I don't want to, that's just below me. That, we've all got that. But we used to live in a time where culture insisted, do it anyway. You don't like it? Too bad. Did you not want to eat food? Get to work. Stop acting like that. There will be societal pressure to get you to conform to a better way. Today, it seems less so, and we can point, perhaps, at Gen Zs and go, well, those kids, you know, there's nothing different in their DNA than was in ours. What's changed between this generation and that generation? It's not DNA. It's external factors. And I believe one of them, and it's a major force, is social media. There's just little question about that. Nevertheless, I can't help but wonder, Mom and Dad, if we are contributing to a mindset that's resistant to submission. A dear friend of mine, I'll tell you, God was kind when He dropped this man into my lap. A friendship that has existed for over 20 years now, and I learned more from watching this man, perhaps, than I did in hearing him preach. He was my pastor for an all-too-short season. But I learned from his preaching, but watching the guy, that was the book that I enjoyed reading, because he had a comportment about himself that said dignified. Not snooty-tooty, not like, I'm now got to put on my tux and tails to go have dinner. I'm not talking about that. He was a man who knew who he was in Christ, who knew that his eternity was fixed, that feared the Lord more than man. And that's a study. And he sent me something that perhaps, Mom and Dad, might help you and me. Might help you and me. Yeah. Sorry, I was just, you see, some people have pronoun issues. I've got a different type of pronoun issue. If it's not the right case, it can drive me bonkers. This would be perhaps a mirror to hold up so that you and I can, faithful to you and me, maybe, just maybe, do some things that go against our natural inclinations. I think just as certain as it is that all of us struggle to varying degrees with submission, no matter what era you lived in, I think that there's a desire of parents to make things better for their children. That is a good desire. It is a good desire, but maybe, just maybe, if this list sent from my dear friend Highland is illuminating, maybe, just maybe, we have been making life too good for them. And I don't mean that they go hungry. I don't mean that you beat them with a rock. But just maybe you and I are more guilty of helicopter parenting or lawnmower parenting than we thought. So this is from my buddy. It was in a newspaper clipping when he was about 12 years old. I have a feel. I could be wrong about Highland. I see him at 12 years old cutting this thing out and going, yep, this is something I'm going to hold on to. How to raise a crook. Would you like to raise a crook? Last thing that I would like to raise. Well, maybe you're doing some things that are contributing to that. Give him everything he wants. That way, he'll grow up to believe the world owes him a living. Now this, please note, speaking of pronouns, this was back when we tended to use the masculine pronoun to represent both genders. Don't be offended. If you want to raise a crook, give him everything he wants. And we love to, don't we? If we can, we love. I didn't have that when I was a kid, and we could actually afford that. Let's do that. I never got to go fill in the blank. Let's take them. And that's our blessings. And the last thing I'm suggesting is we don't do nice things for our children. But you heard the emphasis. Give them everything that they want. Never deny them. Never have them go wanting. And what is the message that we send? I deserve everything. And anybody who way of that, including the corner office, including every activity, every restaurant that I think is best, I'm just not going to go along with that program. Want to raise a crook? Never give him spiritual training. Wait till he's 21. Let him decide for himself. I've seen that sort of passive parenting. That is not what the Bible instructs. Train up a child. Don't wait and think they're going to just catch it. No. There is some of that, of course. You model, you demonstrate, you put Jesus on display through your activities, but you got to train, you got to teach. And if you're just waiting, well, let's just see how they turn out. I don't think you're being obedient to God's command to parents to train up their children. Avoid using the word wrong. Might make them feel guilty. Schoolwork might suffer. Might have a low self-esteem. Now, does that mean we should call our kids names? No. Does that mean we should be mean to that? No. But postmodernism is telling your kids, for every time you say to your kid, hey, that's wrong, postmodernism tells them 10 times, they're wrong. You're always right, because we're all always right. And a smart kid would go, well, that would mean my parents are right, too.
That's what I was about to say.
Setting that like nonsensical worldview aside, it's so easily deflated, postmodernism. They're hearing a different tune. You're right. You're right. You're amazing. You're terrific. You're fantastic. We would be going into whiplash mode, ricocheting from that wrong-headed worldview into a terrible ditch if we spoke down at our kids. Ah, you're wrong because you're dumb. No, not saying that. We're loving parents. But love says, you're wrong. Nope, honey, you think you know a lot, but I know more. And I've been put in this position that someday you'll be in, and you'll understand better then. But this is the role God has assigned to me, so you're going to have to submit to that. Want to raise a crook? Don't make him work at home. Do the work for him. Hire it so that he can learn to leave responsibility to others. One can't help but wonder if that is what was the statistic that we read, Jimmy? It was a couple months ago. There was a big study that was done on Gen Zs and how employers are just furious at them because they don't work very hard. I think we even made a video about it, not to slam all Gen Zs, but to say, you work hard, you're going to do really well. In fact, you just work a little, you're going to do well. The parent who removes all work, chores, assignments, and I would even add this, done with a good attitude, not doing a kid a favor, and could be contributing to this idea that I don't need to submit or do nothing. Want to raise a crook? Let him watch anything he wants. Let him learn from TV, social media, how the world functions. You'll be raising a crook. And I would also say a miserable person. When we're not under, like a dog or a child that doesn't submit to the owner or to the parent, oh, they're miserable. That's one of our ongoing jokes. When we're in a store, which happens all too often these days, and we hear a kid screaming in the background, one of us will go, let me just translate that for you. Somebody please take control! Mom! Dad! I can't run the place and I'm exhausted! And what's true of a child going to be true for an adult. How to raise a crook? Give him spending money so he won't be frustrated by having to pay his own way. I think that these don't just go boomeranging. Well, I guess that would be returning. Don't go flying into the other ditch. All right, fine. We're never going to give them a penny. No, I'm not saying that. But be what? Let them do the things that God says that you're going to be doing. Submit. Do things joyfully as unto the Lord. Work hard. You don't get to have every single thing that you crave. You sometimes have to deny yourself. Finally, you want to raise a crook? Don't make any rules for him. You don't want him to get angry at you after all. Mom and Dad, as Alistair Begg would say, you're reasonable people. You'll sort it out. Don't go to the other extreme, but maybe, just maybe, we should all be asking ourselves the question, have we participated in raising a generation, and now generations, that just aren't very happy? Until tomorrow, go serve your king.